Thanksgiving is a time for bonding with family. On the heels of this year's tumultuous presidential campaign, some plan to use the holiday table as a platform to share opinions. For others, politics has been banned from the menu. Rob Savatsky reports.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
In the classic Festivus episode of Seinfeld, Frank Costanza, played by Jerry Stiller, shares the intense resentment he feels towards his friends and family. It's an essential part of a holiday he invented, but not necessarily what people are looking for on Thanksgiving. Are you itching to gloat or vent about the presidential election over turkey and stuffing? Gail Madison of the Madison School of Etiquette and Protocol in Huntington Valley says no matter how strongly they may feel, people should avoid discussing controversial topics like politics.
People get very emotional and heated, and they're very, you know, they have their opinions, and it's hard for them to control themselves with highly emotional topics, and it usually ends in some sort of an argument or an embarrassment.
Madison says people should feel better after having spent time with each other for Thanksgiving, not aggravate it. The trouble is, for many people, not being able to discuss politics with family only breeds resentment. Geraldine Dressler lives in the Fairmount section of Philadelphia. She voted for Hillary Clinton. Her parents voted for Donald Trump. She says their decision has been very difficult for her to process. When Dressler tried to talk to her mother about it, she says the conversation escalated. Her mother asked how dare she question her decision and demand it. She never bring up the subject again.
It hurt me because she didn't even want to entertain the discussion, really, of like why I was so hurt by it.
Mary Black is a 28-year-old high school administrator in the Philadelphia suburbs. Black says during the campaign, her father sent her politically themed emails. She felt many were misinformed. When she tried to approach the topic with her father, he shut her down. Now they're barely speaking with each other.
It's a very strange feeling to have this man tell you that you matter and that you're worthwhile and that you can use your voice to be heard, and then actively shushes you.
Samantha Russo is a scientist for a cell therapy lab at the University of Pennsylvania. Even though she considers herself to have a close relationship with her sister, she was surprised to learn she felt the opposite way about a lot of the issues brought up during the presidential campaign. Russo says she has tried to discuss their differences, but her sister refuses because she feels like she's being attacked.
I would love to be able to talk to her about it. It's something that I think, you know, a relationship can get stronger if you're comfortable talking about these sorts of issues, if you understand each other better. And I want to learn why she supports him.
Russo admits she and her sister may be living in different social media bubbles. However, she's hopeful a frank conversation could be eye-opening for both of them.
Maybe there's stuff that, you know, I'm overlooking, and maybe there's stuff she's overlooking. And I think we could become a stronger, have a stronger bond if we were able to talk about more in-depth issues.
So why do some people want to talk about politics, and why do some people want to avoid the conversation altogether? Jade Logan is a licensed psychologist and a professor at Chestnut Hill College. She says there's a real tension here. People want to talk about the things they're passionate about and at the same time want to avoid conflict.
People don't like to be uncomfortable. People want homeostasis, right? They want it to be good on the inside and the outside. And I think this election created, it's not good on the inside or the outside. And some people are ready to fight and some people are just like, let me pull back.
Logan says for some people, not being able to talk about it can be unhealthy. If a topic is off limits, she wonders how strong the relationship is. If you must talk about Hillary and Donald, Logan advises to be prepared to listen and to know what you want out of your relationship with others at the table.
You have to be open and you have to be willing to be uncomfortable and willing to agree to disagree.
You could always bring up religion instead. That's never caused arguments at the holidays. For WHYY, I'm Rob Zavatsky.